Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning, beautiful Tuesday morning, May the 16th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, 42, thank goodness it's not 42, 62 degrees here in Marion, mostly cloudy skies. If you have anything to say about the Opal Covey call-in, that's always interesting to say the least. 740-751-4038. Remember, I'm in the home office today, 740-751-4038. Now, before we get to the family feud, which I want to do here momentarily, I want to try to clear up what I was talking about in hour number one, because apparently I was making no sense at all in what I was saying. So let me try to just clear the closets out here on this. Again, without mentioning anybody's name, because I, you know what? I'm funny that way. Maybe most people aren't. But if somebody doesn't give me their permission to use their name on the air, I don't want to do it, because I don't want to embarrass anybody or put anybody's laundry out in the street, good or bad. Here's what I'm saying. Now, maybe this will clear it up a little bit. What I'm saying is, about a month ago, 2 months ago, something like that, I was accused of being angry about something. Now, I'm telling you, honest to goodness, I was not angry. I really was not angry at all. But that maybe just a miscommunication. I think we've cleared that up since then. But I was not angry. So this thing happened. But I really did not know what the thing was, which maybe is one of the reasons I was not angry. I mean, I don't pry into people's life. That's just not what I do. I don't stalk people. I don't do that sort of thing. So really, I didn't even know what was going on. So this morning, I'm scrolling through Facebook, social media, and for the first time, I finally found out what was going on. And how could I ever be mad about what was going on? Now I'm totally confused on why anybody ever thought I'd ever be mad. I think it's great. I mean, I can't tell you what it is because it's not my business, but I am completely okay with it. And honestly, I am not that good an actor. I think you could tell it in my voice. So I guess what I'm saying is, I don't understand how in the world anybody could ever think I would be angry about this, or could have ever thought I would be angry about this. I think it's great. I laughed when I saw it, to be honest with you. That's how okay with it I was. So, you know, God bless those people who I'm talking about, and just could not be happier. Absolutely could not be happier. Not even grain of anger or anything. So that's what I was trying. Did that clear it up any without saying the people's name? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And let me tell you, I know from now on everything's going to be absolutely fine, because that is never something I could ever be angry about. Or, you know, the truth is, if you are around me, whether I've been in a relationship with you, or I've been in a friendship with you, or whatever, I am not an angry person. I really am not. My emotions don't work that way. Like I told you, I think they took them out with my tonsils. So there you go. 740-751-4038. What a good morning this is. So, did that clear up anything without giving the names? I hope it did. 740-751-4038. So, I guess the moral of that story is, you know, even if people think you're angry, You're not. It's not something to be angry about at all. Okay, let's get flying down the road here. You know, when you know somebody a long time, you know what's going on in these particular situations. And you know what? I'm happy for people. I want people to be happy. You know, I'm a little Pollyanna-ish in that. I want people to be happy. I understand. And onward and upward to the Family Feud now. Okay. What else we got here? Names? No, that's not the category I wanted to start with. Okay, we started this category last week, but I can't remember how many we got through, so we're going to start from the top again here this morning. Okay? Six big answers. We might have gotten through most of these, to be honest with you, but I can't remember. I think we did, but I guess we'll blow through them again this morning. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Remember this category from last week? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Six big answers on the board. Again, we are from the home studio this morning, originating from the home studio. 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Now, I know we did this one last week, but let's fill in the blanks here. Go ahead, caller.
Amusement park.
Amusement park, number two on the list. You got it. Amusement park comes in at number two on the list here today. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Amusement park is number two. Six big answers here. Five more to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Amusement park is number two on the list. And again, I do believe we started this one last week, but I can't remember how far we got through it. And if I can't remember, maybe you don't remember, so we'll just go through. I know we didn't finish it. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Amusement park is number two. 740-751-4038. Remember, we're using the home number this morning, the home studio number, 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Amusement park number two. Go ahead, caller.
Bus stop.
Bus stop was number one on the list. You got it. Bus stop was number one on the list. Bus stop number one, amusement park number two. Four other big answers on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Four other answers. How many of these did we give? Go ahead, caller.
How about school bus pickup?
School bus. School bus is not on the list, but there's something kind of close to it. All right.
Well, my mind.
Can you make heads or tails of this show this morning? I feel
no,
like this.
No, first we're in church, then we are trying to. Yeah, it's interesting.
Well,
then
you
wake you up.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's a funny thing because I don't like to use people's names on the air if they haven't given me permission to do it.
I understand.
Yeah, and
make it a lot juicier if you did.
I know it would make. I know I'd really be a good gossip then.
Yeah.
But I saw this thing this morning when I was going through social media, and it rang in my head because, like, 2 months ago, somebody accused me of being angry about it. And I really was not at the time because I didn't know anything about it. So when I finally got the answer this morning, I thought, why in the world would I be angry about that? That's nothing. It's nothing.
You got too much stuff on your mind that you don't have to do. Hey, while I've got you on the phone, I got to ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, Marion is our town. And why does people, you know, somebody has a little dinky front yard, the people right next door mowed their yard. Why wouldn't they check and say, do you mind if I just mow your front yard? Otherwise, it looks like the house is vacant. If the house is vacant, then, you know, you could, someone would want to come and look around. But I just don't understand why somebody sees trash laying out. I mean, not bundle. But why wouldn't they just bend over and pick it up, take it home, throw it in their trash? I don't understand.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting. I'm glad you brought this point up, and maybe it's an interesting time that you say this. The other day, somebody pulled up in my driveway, and they must have been somewhere and got a drink that had a straw. And I got in the car with them, and we went somewhere, and then we went back to my house. And I happened just to glance over, and they were throwing their straw paper out the window in my driveway. And I said, why'd you do that? I said, why didn't you just hand it to me? I would have taken it inside and thrown it away, or taken it and put it in the garbage can. And I don't even think they knew why they did it, to be honest with you.
Well, it's all in kind of how they're brought up. See, my kids could throw apple cores or banana peels out, but that's all. Anything else had to go, because there would be a grocery sack going out eventually, and you just put it in the grocery sack and take it out, dump it, you know, because I used to tell them when they were little, I says, what if everybody threw out just that? But I don't understand. I'm like you. I don't understand why. You just wouldn't stick it in your pocket or in the little buckets at the side of your, on your doors. And when you go take groceries in, clean it out and put it in your grocery bag. I just, you know, because it is our town. And I just don't understand. And I don't understand when right next door there's a little dinky yard that all you'd have to do is go across the driveway and you could catch that, and then your whole area would look better. I don't understand.
Well, thank goodness Opal got her yard mowed up in Toledo.
Well, she had to go through a lot to get it done.
Boy, sir, didn't she, though? So just to clarify, now, either I had too much on my mind, or the person who thought I was angry about this whole hubbub that I was talking about this morning had too much on their mind.
No, because it happens all the time. Or if they go from, get out of their car and walk to their house and throw the crap in their own yard. And I think, this is your place. Why wouldn't you? And if I go out and I see somebody throw a pop can out or cigarette pack or whatever, I just pick it up, take it in the house. Now, if you've got it, I suppose you need to really check with the neighbor and say, would you mind if when I'm mowing my yard, I do your front yard? Guaranteed, unless they're a real jerk, would be pretty happy to have you do it. And it wouldn't take you, good God, most of the time you just go across and that'd be your turnaround. I just don't understand.
I know. I agree with you 100%. You know, little things.
But I'm old. And besides that, when people come to town, you think, if that front yard looks like that, what in the devil does the inside look like?
Oh, you know, and that's true. And the yard is a big thing. I'm so happy. I had terrible trouble getting my yard mowed last year when I could not mow it. So this year I feel so much better that I'm able to get out there and do it. And, you know, when you finish mowing your yard, it just, you have a sense of accomplishment because you can look at it and it looks so nice.
Yes, that's about the only thing it does. You wash up the dishes and before you dump the water, somebody's thrown something up back on the counter or in the sink. But, yeah, I don't understand why people sit on the porch and throw their pop cans in the yard. And I think, what is it? Even if it's not your trash, bend down and pick it up. It is your town.
I agree. It's a mess.
Thank you so much for the bitch.
Hey, no, I don't mind. Hey, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, there is one close here to a school bus stop. Number one is bus stop. Number two is amusement park. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? That's the category this morning. 740-751-4038, 30 minutes past the hour. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop was number one, amusement park was number two. Now, I know we did this one last week, but again, I can't remember how far we got. There are still four other answers.
Go ahead, caller.
Train station.
Train station, yes, number five on the list. You got it.
Train station was number five on the list. So now we've got number one was bus stop, number two was amusement park, number five was train station. Still three to go. We've got three, four, and six on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Bus stop, amusement park, and train station. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop came in at number one. 61 people said bus stop. 10 people said amusement park. Six people said train station. But there are three other answers to go. Does anybody know what those three other answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 31 minutes past the hour here. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? A lot of people waiting for a ride. Well, I guess there are a lot of places when you look at it here. Well, 3, 4, and 6 are left on the list. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Go ahead, caller.
Airport.
Airport, number 3 on the list. You got it.
Airport clocks in at number 3 on the list today. All right, now we're down to 2. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, and train station. Still two answers left to go. Number 4 and number 6 on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, train station. What could those final two answers be? They end up being number 4 and number 6 on the list here. 740-751-4038. Now, bus stop got 61 people saying bus stop was the correct answer. Amusement park got 10 people. Airport got 9 people. And train station got 6 people. But there still are 2 other answers. Does anybody know what the other 2 answers might be here this morning? And like I say, we did do this category last week, but I don't remember exactly how far we got. Where do you see a lot of people waiting on a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, train station. What are our remaining 2 answers? 34 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, who out there in our listening audience has the remaining 2 answers here this morning?
Go ahead, caller.
Would it be a sporting event?
Not a sporting event.
Not a sporting event here this morning. No sporting events on the list. You see a lot of people waiting on a ride. Bus stop, amusement park, airport, and train station. Still two to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. My goodness. 4 and 6. Well, you know, when we get down to these final answers, it gets very difficult because it's hard to pull the answers out. All right. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride?
Go ahead, caller.
A ski lift?
Not a ski lift, but a good guess.
Not a ski lift, but that's not a bad guess. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, train station. Still two answers left to go. Now, one of these answers is kind of like a school bus stop, but I guess not. I don't know. I don't know if they figure bus stop, school bus stop, in bus stop, or how that goes. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, train station. Two left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the final two answers? Number 4 and number 6. Every time we get down to the final few answers here, it gets very difficult. Even though we did have this category last week. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? As you're driving through town and you're seeing all the trouble people are having with mowing and trash, and boy, that is a problem. There's no doubt about it. Where do you see people waiting for a ride? That's the answer we're looking for here. The two answers we still have on our list. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Kind of like on a corner waiting for Uber or a cab?
Yeah, a street corner. That is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Street corner was number 4 on the list here today. All right, we're down to 1. Thank goodness. Then we can push this category to the side. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, street corner, train station, and one other answer on the list here this morning. What is that final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, street corner, train station. One answer left. What is that final answer? That big final answer we have here on the list. You know, it's a tough one because this final answer is a little bit of a throwback, to be honest with you. Now, I have to say that in my life, I have waited for a ride at this particular place. But, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just not coming to mind because it's not a real current type of a thing. I mean, I guess it still could happen. It still does happen here in Marion periodically. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? That's what we're looking for.
Go ahead, caller.
A ferry boat or a streetcar?
Not a streetcar or a ferry boat.
not a streetcar or a ferry boat. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, street corner, train station? What is that final answer? 740-751-4038. 20 minutes left to go in the broadcast today. My goodness. What is that final answer? We just need one more. Then we can back out of this category. Now remember, 61 people said bus stop, 10 people said amusement park, 9 people said airport, 8 people said street corner, 6 people said train station. What is the final answer? 740-751-4038. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Well, I don't know if I'm going to have to give a hint on this one or not. We have one of these in Marion. How about that? Does that give anybody any kind of a hint? That's kind of a wide brush hint, to be honest with you. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, street corner, train station, and the final answer. Now, we have one of these places in Marion where people are waiting for a ride. Now, I will admit, a lot more people used to wait for a ride there than they do now, but people do still wait there for a ride. I have seen it periodically, even today. Go ahead, caller.
A movie theater?
Well, that's very close.
Drive-in?
No. But if you think about where, okay, in Marion, where would you see people waiting at a movie theater?
At the mall.
At the mall. The mall's on the list.
Okay.
Yep, number 6 on the list is the mall. You got it.
Okay,
thank you. That's it. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Bus stop, amusement park, airport, street corner, train station, and mall. All right. That does it in. That category is a dead category. Now we can move in to a different category. Oh, this is a good one. I like this one. I don't think we've ever done this one. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. 6 answers on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face. 6 answers on the list. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate ice cream.
Ice cream, yes.
Ice cream.
Ice cream is number 2 on the list. You got it.
Ice cream comes in at number 2 on the list here this morning. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. And remember, we are at the home office today, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Ice cream is number 2 on the list. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Ice cream, number 2 on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Cheetos.
Fritos? No Fritos on the list.
Cheetos.
No Cheetos on the list.
No Fritos and no Cheetos on the list here this morning. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face.
Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say peanut butter?
No peanut butter on the list.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, thank you.
No peanut butter on the list here today. Name something that little kids eat that leave telltale evidence on their faces. So far, the only one we have is ice cream. Ice cream was number two. 18 people said ice cream. We still have the number one answer. Well, number one, three, four, five, and six. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Cheese puffs.
No cheese puffs on the list.
No cheese puffs on the list here today. 45 minutes past the hour. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Ice cream number two.
Go ahead, caller.
Spaghetti?
No spaghetti on the list.
No spaghetti on the list here today. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. So far, the only one we have this morning, ice cream, is number two on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. What are those answers? 740-751-4038. Ice cream, number two on the list. What could those other answers be? Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces.
Go ahead, caller.
Milk.
Milk, yes. Milk is number six on the list.
Okay.
Milk comes in at number six on the list here today. 47 minutes past the hour. Two answers down, four to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face. Ice cream number two, milk number six. Four answers in between. 740-751-4038. What are those other four answers? We want to know.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Popsicles.
Popsicles. No popsicles on the list.
No popsicles on the list. Now, somebody said spaghetti earlier on. Now, spaghetti is not on the list, but spaghetti is close to one of the answers here. It's not spaghetti, but it's close to one of the answers. I would have given it, but I guess it covers more than spaghetti, what I would say. 740-751-4038. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face.
Go ahead, caller.
How about chocolate cake or just cake in general?
No cake on the list.
Okay, guess number two, pizza.
Let's see here. No pizza on the list.
Okay, thank you.
No cake, no pizza on the list. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face. Ice cream and milk, I think, are the only two that we have.
Go ahead, caller.
The sauce from the spaghetti.
Yes, tomato sauce, because I thought, well, it could be lasagna. It could be like SpaghettiOs. Tomato sauce is number three. You got it.
Okay.
Tomato sauce comes in at number three on the list. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face.
Go ahead, caller.
You gave a hint, so pasta, spaghetti, and other kinds of pasta.
No, we just got the answer to that. It was tomato sauce.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not doing too good on this category, am I?
We still got a few left.
Thank you.
All right. Ice cream is number two. Tomato sauce is number three. And milk is number six. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour here. 10 minutes left to go and three answers. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Chocolate cake.
No cake on the list.
No cake on the list here today. But certainly not a bad answer. Bad guess, I guess. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their face. Ice cream is number two. Tomato sauce is number three. Milk is number six on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
How about pie?
Pie. No pie on the list, but a good guess.
The whipped cream.
No whipped cream on the list.
Oh, pumpkin pie and whipped cream, what a delight.
Oh, that makes me hungry for Thanksgiving.
You're either kidding.
Hey, thanks.
Pumpkin pie and whipped cream, you can never go wrong there, that's for sure. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Ice cream. Tomato sauce. Milk. We still don't have the number one answer. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, let's see here. All these things are certainly things that you would find on people's faces. No doubt about that. Certainly kids' faces.
Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Cookies, number four on the list. You got it.
Cookies come in at number four on the list here today. 52 minutes past the hour. Now we got cookies. Down to two answers. All right, let's go back to the phones.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, my boss says jelly.
You know, that's a good one, too. No jelly on the list today.
Okay.
No jelly on the list here today. Name something that little kids eat that leave telltale evidence on their faces. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I will contribute fruit, or is that too general? Is there a
good answer? No fruits on the list.
Well, even adults eat watermelon, Scott, make a mess. I know I do when I eat watermelon. I get a seed up my nose.
Well, you know, I've seen most meals you've had, you kind of get all over the place. You're a good eater.
Yeah, okay. Well, it wouldn't be fruitcake, obviously. That would be too...
No.
So watermelon, other kinds of fruit, I mean, a peach... You bite into a peach, how do you not get a little bit on your face?
Nope, no fruits at all on the list.
Okay, I tried, thank you.
All right, no fruits at all on the list here today. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Ice cream is number two, tomato sauce is number three, cookies is number four, and milk is number six. So there are still two answers left, and one's the number one answer. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate candy bar that melted.
Chocolate candy, number one on the list. You got it.
Yes, chocolate candy, that's number one on the list. All right, so now we've got that. So I'm just going to say candy at this point. Candy, ice cream, tomato sauce, cookies and milk. One answer left on the list. What could it be? 6 minutes left to go here. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. We've got number one, chocolate candy. Number two, ice cream. Number three, tomato sauce. Number four, cookies. And number six is milk. So what is that number five answer that we do not have yet? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. One answer left on the list. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Chocolate candy was number one. Ice cream was number two. Tomato sauce was number three. Cookies was number four. Milk was number six. What was number five? 740-383-9944. 5 minutes left to go. And one answer. Is anybody going to get it? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
What's number five?
Go ahead.
Kool-Aid.
No Kool-Aid.
No Kool-Aid on the list here today. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Chocolate candy number one, ice cream number two, tomato sauce three, cookies four, milk six.
Go ahead, caller.
Doritos.
No Doritos on the list.
No Doritos on the list here today. 740-751-4038. What is our missing answer here?
Go ahead, caller.
The yolk from an egg.
No egg yolk. Good guess.
Well, Adam's got egg on his face.
Well, Adam's got everything on his face, depending on what he's eating.
Well, yeah. Boy, oh boy. That's,
messy.
That's a question you're going to have maybe the first letter in, Scott.
You know what? If we don't get it here in the next minute, I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Chocolate candy, ice cream, tomato sauce, cookies, and milk. Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Cookies and milk? I could go for that right now. What's number five on the list? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the final answer? Well, one to go, 740-751-4038. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. Chocolate candy number one, ice cream number two, tomato sauce number three, cookies number four, and milk number six. What's number five? 740-751-4038. Okay, I'll give you a hint here. It begins with H. H. Like hair. First letter is H. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Frosting.
Not frosting, but a good guess.
Okie doke.
No frosting on the list today, but not a bad guess. The first letter with the 2 minute warning here is the letter H. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Honey?
Not honey. That's a good guess.
Not honey, but that's not a bad guess. Under a minute to go here. All right. Let's see if the correct answer is coming down the pike.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say honey, but someone else already got it.
No problem.
Nope, honey is not the answer that we're looking for here. No honey on the list here today. Name something that little kids eat that leaves evidence on their face.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Hamburger?
Not hamburger.
Hamburger is not the one on the list here today. All right, we're down to 10 seconds. We're going to have to continue this tomorrow. I hope everybody has a great day, and I'll be back here at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes. and do the show. That shows me a lot.
Well,
more your kind in